This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. A bill to limit access to public records is stripped of its most controversial element, CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
The bill would have created a process to label a citizen vexatious if they ask for lots of government records. State Rep. David Ortiz, who is paralyzed, convinced his fellow House members to amend the bill and remove the vexatious element.
Being declared vexatious is the most problematic part of this bill for community living with a disability. This is really how we go after getting information to try and litigate our rights.
The current version of the bill still limits access to most government worker calendars. The state Senate has just a couple of weeks left in the session to take up the bill. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Same-sex marriage has been legal in Colorado and throughout the rest of the nation since 2015. But as CPR's Andrew Kenny reports, Colorado voters may see it on their ballots this year anyway.
A 2015 Supreme Court ruling made same-sex marriage the law of the land, but language barring it still remains in Colorado's constitution. Democratic Senator Joanne Janal wants to ask voters to remove the language altogether so that same-sex marriage would stay legal even if the U.S. Supreme Court someday reverses itself. The proposed amendment could appear on ballots during this November's election, but first it'll have to pass the legislature, where it will need at least one Republican vote in the Senate. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A Colorado whiskey has been crowned as one of the best in the world at a major international competition. Spirit Hound Distillers and Lions took home two top prizes at the London International Spirits Competition, including Best in Show for the Americas. The winning spirit is finished in barrels used to age honey, which lends the whiskey a complex sweetness. According to the distillery, Spirit Hound also won medals for its coffee liqueur and gin. This is CPR News in KRCC.